going caving for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a town in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert. This place was once an oasis on the ancient Silk Road. It was where wealthy traders would sponsor the painting of Buddhist murals in caves. Pilgrims and monks would come to the caves and pay homage. The practice continued for 1,000 years until the caves were walled up and eventually forgotten. Then, in the early 1900s, they were rediscovered. Now they've become a popular tourist draw. A little too popular, say some preservationists. We're going to hear more about that when we come back with the answer in a few minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a town in northwestern China that was once a stop on the ancient Silk Road. The answer is Dunhuang. It's in the province of Gansu. Nearby are the ancient Muogao Caves. Those caves feature elaborate Buddhist murals and sculptures that have been hidden for centuries. In the early 20th century, though, they were rediscovered, and European adventurers made off with chunks of the art and hundreds of sacred scrolls that were stored in the caves. As the world's Mary Kay Magstedt reports, now there's a new threat to the caves.
Legend has it that the practice of carving caves out of sandstone in Dunhuang and filling them with visions of celestial serenity started with a Buddhist monk in the 4th century. He had dreamt of seeing 1,000 Buddhas there. This film from the Dunhuang Academy, the cave's preservation and management group, tells the tale of how Dunhuang's prosperity as an oasis on the Silk Road brought the monk's vision to life. Wealthy merchants would sponsor the painting of caves as an offering to help their business and improve their chances for a better reincarnation. The murals reflect Dunhuang's cosmopolitan nature at the time. Some faces look Indian, others Arabic or Turkic. The caves, created over a span of 1,000 years, show an arc of shifting influences, both artistic and economic. They are one of China's most stunning cultural sites, as ever more tourists are discovering. And that's creating a problem, says Fan Jinshi. She's director of the Dunhuang Academy. She says the number of annual visitors to the caves has jumped from about 20,000 20 years ago to 500,000 now. That's been great for Dunhuang's economy, but the increased temperature and humidity from so many people crowding into the caves and breathing is starting to damage the murals. So the Dunhuang Academy has come up with a plan. It's building a visitor center miles away from the caves, where visitors can see high-definition films of murals in caves that will otherwise be closed. Chen Jianjun is making the films. He says one film will show how Buddhism traveled on the Silk Road from India to China. The other will be a dome film, kind of like a 360-degree IMAX, showing panoramic views of a dozen of Dunhuang's most impressive caves. Architect Cui Kai has made the visitor center itself a work of art, undulating like a wave of sand.
I want to design, it's not a normal building, it's a landscape building. So it's a feat with the surrounding, the desert, the land.
It almost looks like sand dunes.
Yes, the sand hill. And also the shape reminded people to think about the painting of the Dunhuang Cave.
The idea is that visitors will get a good idea of the paintings in the Muogao Caves by touring the visitor center and seeing the films. Then they can take an electric trolley or a camel to the caves, where a more limited number of tourists will be allowed to see a smaller number of caves, perhaps 5 or 6 compared to the 30 or so that are open now. And the maximum number of visitors to the caves per day will be 3,000, well below the 10,000 sometimes reached up until now during peak tourist season. Dunhuang Academy Director Fan Jinshi says simply blocking visitors doesn't work, so her group is trying to meet tourist demand while limiting damage to the murals. She says in her 47 years working on the caves, she's been heartened by the increased interest in them, but dismayed by the toll that's taken on the paintings themselves. To preserve this glimpse into an ancient past, she says, a new balance must be struck. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstedt.